One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Coming up today.
What is Christ? What do you mean by Christ? Christ is the English translation of the Greek word that was translated from the Hebrew, Messiah. This Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. That was the message, that Jesus is the Christ. This is too important. Never underestimate the power of this. You go to Israel today. One of those things, there was lots of precious things that you find in Israel. And that's why the devil hates Israel so much. Because there in Israel, you have physical evidence of Jesus Christ. Evidence of the history of the Bible. Evidence of David, Solomon, the prophets. I was in Israel. I saw so much evidence. You find abundant evidence of things written in the scriptures to the most accurate measurements. It's all there. Undeniable evidence. One of the beautiful things that I was so glad to see was the clear historical material where you had the writings of Pilate. And as I stood there and looked at it, to think that this Pilate was the very one before whom Jesus stood when he said, "I find no fault in this man, Jesus. I find no fault." He found no fault in him, but for fear of the Jews, he condemned him to death. So Jesus was born, Jesus lived, Jesus was crucified, Jesus died, Jesus was buried, and Jesus resurrected, and Jesus ascended. How do you explain it? How do you want to explain those born blind received sight? How do you explain all those things? You want to think they were somehow faked? How do I do that for those in China from here? How do I do it for those in Mongolia from here? Look at all those who traveled all the way to come testify. Do you know how many hours they had to fly to get here? And for those of them who had the Healing to the Nations magazine put on them, why weren't they raised from the dead before the magazine came? Why weren't they healed before the magazine was put on them? Why? If it was by chance. And why that magazine? Or the Rhapsody of Realities? Because God's just showing you. It's the same thing. Well, I'm preaching here to you at the sound of the voice. I remember a man who wanted to, his father died. He was thinking about, he didn't have money. How is he going to bury him? And then we came on TV. And while I was ministering on TV, I said, put your hand on the screen. He dragged his dead father, dragged him to the front of the screen and put his hand on the screen, and the man came back to life. How do you explain it? How do you explain those things? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The shadow of Peter fell on sick people and they were healed. They brought their sick so that the shadow of Peter. I want to read you another scripture. You get ready, because you have to have faith in the word of God for prayer. Have faith in God's word. Without the word of God, your faith is empty. You see. Now, I want you to go to the book of Acts, chapter 17. I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 3. Very important. Then I have one more portion to read after that. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. Now he's talking about Paul and his entourage. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. Did you see that? Go to 1 John chapter 4 from verse 2. Now, if you have the New English Translation, the NET, I'm going to read from there. But first, I'll read it. Let me read it to them from the King James, because many have the King James. It says, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God." It says, here is the proof, the test of the Spirit of God. When someone has the Spirit of God, or if the person doesn't have the Spirit of God, here's what it says. "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. You know, at this time, John encountered, and the people encountered, the ascetic Gnostics with the doctrine that I told you about. Then in the next verse he says, "And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God." So every spirit, go back to verse 2. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. What's he saying there? Now, let's read it to them from the New English Translation. Because it's easy for me in reading through the originals to tell whether you're getting the best translation or not. Because their problem was they assumed Jesus Christ should be used in the same term, Jesus Christ. But that's not what the scripture was saying. There's a slight difference. That's why when you read it in the King James, it shows you that some words were missing. Okay? And so they're trying to, in several translations, they're trying to put them together. But it's very simple. And this translation gets it the cleanest. Here, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus as the Christ, who has come in the flesh, is from God." Can you see it? That's what he's saying. Every spirit that confesses Jesus as the Christ, who has come in the flesh. So Jesus as the Christ, Jesus Christ, that he came in the flesh. He came in a physical body. He had a body. His body died and he resurrected. It's important for salvation. Praise God. All right, so now you have that scripture. Okay, now let's hear from Jesus himself. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, from verse 44. "And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses. This is huge, what I'm just reading to you now. Hear what Jesus said. This is great. He says that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. He's telling us where to find information about him. You see it? Now, we never have to worry how to get information about him. He says they're in the law of Moses, they're in the prophets, the writings of the prophets, they're in the Psalms. And he says all things concerning him written in those books must be fulfilled. Then he goes on to say this. See, if you've never read the law of Moses, the prophets, the Psalms, how can you know the things that were written concerning him that must be fulfilled? You see? That's why it matters who you're listening to. It matters who you're listening to. It matters. You can't just say, oh, somebody preached to me. It matters who you're listening to.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of his word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. The Word of God, the power that builds nations. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.